You're listening to Soul Survivors, ESL Teaching and Expat Life in Seoul, Korea.
Podcasting from an undisclosed, is this an office tell or
it is,
okay,
yes.
Office tell from an undisclosed office tell somewhere in Bundang. It's Soul Survivors, your weekly source on teaching ESL and living in Seoul or in Bundang. I'm your host Carl, and with me today are my co-hosts Jennifer and Joe.
Hi.
Good part of the day to you.
Yeah. So far, our final podcast 59. We decided Jennifer was going to host us for lunch.
Yes.
And we just finished our lunch. It was amazing lunch.
Of course it was.
Yeah. It was
I'll wait for it. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to see if Carl remembers what it is.
Guys keep calling it gumbo, but I know. Well, not gumbo, but what was it?
Shrimp Creole.
Right? Oh, yeah. Right. I got to think of that language, Creole. All right. Yeah. Shrimp Creole. Yeah. That was really good. And yeah, I remember didn't you make that for your students one time?
No, I made them jambalaya.
Oh, okay.
After we saw Ratatouille, and so I thought it'd be fun if we made, jambalaya is pretty hard to screw up.
Okay.
And it's easy for them to just dump pre-cut ingredients in.
Okay.
And, you know, they loathed and despised it.
what death tastes like.
Rice and meat, you know, just completely foreign.
Yes. Yeah, but I can see how it's like you're the shrimp creole that I'm like, yeah, this is really good, and it's all basic Korean ingredients.
It is,
and,
completely.
Yeah, and but Koreans would just go, oh my god.
I remember I worked at my first school. We had a international cooking day.
Right.
And each class was going to do an international food. And so we had a panel of judges. One of them was the smarmy director of the school. And what was funny is one of the classes I made schnitzel. Mm-hmm. And schnitzel was really, I just got a dunkus, pre-breaded dunkus, and cooked it in butter instead
of
oil.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it was too foreign for him.
Like, how many times a week does your director probably eat dongasa? But this, it's schnitzel, it's not dongasa.
Yeah, yeah.
Something completely different.
Yeah.
You know, of course, we a little bit back there saying, you know, Koreans will hate it. But I'm always sort of glad that the people who are listening, you know, when we say Koreans, the Koreans who listen understand it as being like, not, you know, genetically Koreans,
right,
but just, you know, people who have lived all their lives in Korea and have only had Korean influences and Korean media. And that's their psychology, that people aren't sort of, I've never gotten a nasty email saying like, you know, you're a racist bastard. How can you, you know, I'm Korean and I'm, you know, yada, yada, yada. And even a lot of Koreans who have lived all their lives in Korea and now are living in like, you know, abroad.
Yeah.
They don't even send nasty email to me. So
wow, that's
so,
yeah. Must be doing something wrong.
I know. So, yeah, because I remember one time on LiveJournal, I bought a bunch of street food and then I you know, like the egg bread and the banana bread, mm-hmm, and the hoedak and I brought it into work and I put it on the table for everybody, and I took a picture and then for the Korean live journal section, you know, like a community journal, I posted the picture and then I annotated it. You know, I'm like, you know, this is hoedak and this is banana bread, egg bread, etc.
Yeah.
And I noticed there's a roll of toilet paper on the table.
Yeah.
So I just made a note that in Korea, toilet paper is, they don't make, Koreans, I think I said, Koreans don't make a distinction between toilet paper and napkins or tissue. It's just all the same. And oh, I got this one Korean American chick who's like you know, goth, you know, and oh, she was just like, you know, well, you know, even my white friends, you know, if they need tissue, and there's some toilet paper there, they just use it, you know. And I'm like, well, like, well, I'm
she not, was highly offended by
yo, it. Yo, she was incredibly offended.
I tend to offend the Korean American girls too.
Yeah.
On my side. Ethnic Koreans around the world are like, napkins? What are those for?
It's just tissue. I got this one girl going after me for my post on when Hooters opened.
Yeah.
Because she says, oh, I'm just some guy that's just ogling over the girls. Even though the title of the piece is, I came here for the wings.
Yeah, my title for that one was, something's wrong here.
Something's wrong.
something's missing.
Yeah. So I don't know, but I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying that when you come to Korea, that's what you're going to encounter is
yes.
Toilet paper.
And I will say that
I'm used
most
to it.
Foreigners adopt that for themselves
yeah.
because it's very hard to find napkins here.
To me, it's normal, but now you can find paper towels a lot more easily.
Yes, now you can find paper towels.
They're the ones that are done in the really tiny sheets, what we would call the tiny sheets. Maybe we're just being gluttons by using the other
indeed.
Sheets.
I do like the little sheets, though.
Right. I do like it. I bought them, and Injong loves them. We have around the house, but nonetheless, I'm starting to miss the convenience of the toilet paper because in the morning I want to blow my nose and I'm not using a paper towel to blow my nose. I got to use my toilet paper, so I'm hunting around the house for toilet paper. But, yeah, I know. I'm used to there being toilet paper on the kitchen table,
okay.
And I could turn around and blow my nose, and I can't do that anymore.
Now you have to go all the way miles away to your bathroom.
I have to go to the bathroom to blow my nose.
And you know, in a Korean apartment, that's a long walk.
Well, I won't be too far before I'm just blowing my nose on the floor or something.
there's another LiveJournal community about customers suck, and it's quite funny read. You know,
customers too suck.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
People who work in the serve the public and the bad customers they get and their horror stories. And so this one woman she works at a shoe store. She was standing on a chair and she was sort of hanging up some purses or something. And this little Asian boy came up to her and then stuck his finger in her ass and then just wandered away like it was nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I immediately respond. I'm like, oh, did the boy look Korean? Because that's what little children in Korea like to do. They like to stick fingers in people's.
Did he smell it afterwards?
Cracks.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And
he's just checking for ripeness.
Yeah. And so this one woman responds who's like, you know, I'm Korean and I've never heard of that ever. Like
never?
Yeah, I know. As if like I'm just making crap up about Koreans because I hate Asians or something like that.
But how could anybody live in Korea
well, that's
and never
thing.
Hear of Dongjin?
Yeah. Well, she wasn't Korean, she was American, you know.
Oh.
But
she, oh, so, you know. So she was thinking you meant like if you have one tiny little gene that is
one
Korean.
Drop of Korean blood makes you
makes you stick your finger up a random people's
exactly like I'm
it's a compulsion
that. So I'm like well first of all I'm not talking people who have a Korean blood who have were born in America. I'm talking about real Koreans who've lived in
right.
Korea or raised in Korea and you know and second of all here are Earls to the Dong
right.
Chim
just write it in Hangul.
Yeah.
Just write it on Hangul on there. Dong Chim. I think that shows that you know enough about
yeah.
Korean culture. You know what it's called and you just know how to write it in Korean. Just write it up there.
But the goth chick, I'm just like looking at her journal and I'm thinking, you know, this is a person who hasn't been to Korea in like 15 years and would not survive a week in Korea, you know, if she
yeah.
ever got here. One, just the way she dressed, you know, some ajushi would march right up to her and just start screaming at her. And and the second thing would be like, oh my God, you know, Seoul is not San Francisco where just everybody is Korean, you know, that
right.
kind of perception, you know, I don't know. So, yeah. So thank you, listeners, for not being able to make those fine distinctions.
Oh, right. Yeah, we did have a point.
Yeah. And not flooding me with hate mail and stuff like that. But yeah. But then I thought I do try to balance it with making fun of Canadians. But then maybe
I always make fun of Canadians.
I know. But then maybe I don't make fun of Canadians enough. And then that was my other fear, that maybe I haven't quite made enough fun of Canadians to balance the fun I make of Korea. I don't know.
And we're Southern, so all we have to do is just talk, and that's making fun of ourselves.
Yeah.
You made the mention about the cousin, right? Yeah. Like, who someone's marrying? The guy was the TV show where the guy is like sleeping with his cousin, and yeah, Joe, yeah. you were like, let's off the hook, the Southerners. I didn't want to make this like a clip shows, but the best of.
Yeah.
The best
my students all talk about their cousin brothers and cousin sisters, but in the South, that has a whole different connotation.
One time my friend gave me this URL. It was a web page for South Asians, so like Indians and Pakistanis.
So not just Asians, but South Asians. Yeah,
South. You wouldn't believe how long in my life Southerners, I used to call them Southerners.
Southerners.
Only till I went to Seattle did I learn that you don't say Southerners.
You read a lot, don't you?
Yeah, you say Southerners.
It's like all your new words come from reading a book rather than hearing it.
And you don't say answer. It's answer.
Answer, yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, but I'm just saying Southerners. And but I even now I have to sort of stop myself and go, Southerners. But what was my point? Joe making fun of Southerners.
Yeah, because we're making fun of people, and and the listeners are being really nice to us.
Yeah.
Yes, we are equal opportunity.
Even though I get the irate people every now and then.
Oh, do you?
Well, yeah.
On your blog?
Yeah, on the blog or on my YouTube sites. But not as nearly as much as, say like the Metropolitan or the people that like to hang out on the Marmot. Those people can be freaks. But but that was a one time when I first started getting in trouble last year, and the Metropolitan put that up on his site, and Marmot put that up on his site, and like, please, Zen Kimchi's in trouble. And then I started getting these things like, I hope you burn in hell.
Yeah.
You like Korea? You must be such a big loser for liking Korea. People like that.
Yeah.
And real losers.
I like bibimbap, man. It just all unfolds from there.
Yeah. I was saying something nice about Korea, and I've actually tracked down some of the people that said the really, really bad stuff. And they're blogging from Australia.
Oh, those Australians.
Indeed.
Yeah. It's like, do you have anything better to do in your time than to go on Korean websites and trash people who like Korea?
Man. Our snack of the week. We got two snacks of the week.
We also have a beer of the week. Yeah. That's Dignation right here.
Yeah. Not just a beer, but you got the little thing to put around
cozy.
The beer.
Yeah, I got my beer cozy.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't really talk about Jennifer's the wonderful lunch Jennifer laid out.
Yeah. So
the shrimp creole and cornbread. Oh my god.
Cornbread. This is the first time I've had cornbread in 4 years.
Real cornbread.
Yeah, I'll not say the American pastry. Southern cornbread, not bread that's called cornbread.
Yeah. Yellow colored
corn cake.
Bread. Yeah. Corn cake with sweet butter and kernels of corn dumped in. Yeah. And cornbread and salad. And then for dessert, you made carrot cake
with real cream cheese icing. Yeah. It's like,
and again, not a cake with orange icing. And then maybe three carrots just baked into the middle. did I mention that on the last week's podcast where I saw the JW Marriott Hotel? They've got a nice little cafe there. And they got really good prices on baked goods and even like
if that's what they're calling baked goods.
Yeah. But then they have both what looks like legitimate carrot cake. But they don't have the icing. But you can make that yourself. It's not that difficult.
You can improvise them.
Yeah. But then they had, in their little freezer or their fridge part, they had called carrot cake. And it was like orange icing. And I'm just speculating. That was pure speculation, but I'm like, I bet there's just pieces of carrot cut up in that cake.
Right. It's white cake that they've sliced up carrots into.
Yes.
And used carrot juice to make the icing.
Carrot.
They read the name somewhere. And go, okay.
Oh, I know what to do with that.
Yeah, carrot cake.
You just slice up some carrots and stick it on top.
Replace the chocolate in the chocolate cake recipe with carrot. carrot juice.
Yeah.
But so Jennifer, you brought it's a cracker?
I have no idea what it is. I just saw the name and I had to buy it.
It looks like something like a breadstick.
Yeah.
Or a pretzel.
Boy Meets Girl.
Yeah.
Called spicy.
Spicy Boy Meets Girl.
And I like the pictures. It looks like the girl in the middle is your goth Korean chick right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one's getting ready for a date.
All right.
You want me to open
another
this?
One is being flirty.
Wait, we've got to get and because I'm a good house guest, not as good as Joe. I'm a good house guest. I brought wine.
I will go get it.
All right, thank you.
Oh, and I brought wine, but we have no wine opener.
Oh yeah.
Sorry. So Carl was considerate enough to get wine with a screw cap.
Yeah, the famous Jinro house wine, red. Which is
I actually got Chilean wine.
Wow. Yeah.
In honor of the trade agreement with Chile.
Some of us are wine snobs, and some of
hardly a wine snob.
But Joe, you were doing running this through some
I just noticed it.
Spectropus.
Spectroscope?
Yeah,
spectroscope. No, they were just both sitting on the table, and I noticed the sun was shining through the Jinro a lot more than the Chilean wine.
Yeah, so it's more of like a rosé.
It looks kind of like it looks like Kool-Aid.
Yeah, exactly. So the Jinro. Well, we've talked about before on this podcast, and
I'm breaking out the nice mugs for it.
I know, they're the best.
They looked like they were chilled.
No, it's just smoked glass.
Yeah, and. We've talked about this before, and I really wanted to bring this in, you know, to the podcast, but we've obviously done it from Starbucks. And it's not like they're like laws against openly displaying alcohol here. There's you know, laws.
Are you kidding?
I'm just thinking about just more scares than usual.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, but that just, you know, it's just...
It does seem a bit much to be in an establishment where you're supposed to be drinking coffee and instead we're drinking wine.
It's like buying donuts from the grocery store, you know?
Yeah.
I remember when I was in Seattle, this is before Krispy Kreme came, and you know, and Seattle's, you know, they're all tree huggers and stuff, and they're not a donut culture. And so when they wanted donuts, they would literally just go to the grocery store and buy their donuts from the grocery store. Cause there were just no donut shops. There's no Krispy Kreme, no Southern Maine.
In the South, you can get fresh baked or not baked, fresh.
I don't know. Winn-Dixie has some pretty good donuts.
At Walmart.
Mm. Well, I'm sure that's quite good, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're freshly made, right? They even let you know when they're going to be hot.
Yeah. Mm. But nobody thinks, I want to bring in a dozen donuts to work. Oh, I'm going to go to Farmer Jack's and get them there, right?
Stop by Kroger's.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and then yeah, Jennifer, you got out the.
My fine collection of Cass ware.
Cass. And in honor of me, that Canada. It's Canada themed.
It is. Yeah, it's all Canada themed.
I've got a whole set of Cass mugs, and they all have just a big collection of Canadian cities written on them.
Yeah.
They actually were to commemorate some event, which has been lost in the sands of time
from
my memory.
How old are these?
Oh, several years.
I'm going to see if they've made any errors. Ottawa's always the big one.
Well, that looks fine.
I've never heard of some of these places.
Me neither. I'm not gonna expose my
really.
Yellowknife.
Yellowknife. Well, that's up in
Whistler.
Banff.
Charlottetown. I've heard of Banff. They ski there.
Oh, I don't ski.
Neither do I, but it's famous, I think. I've heard of the rest.
What is that? Two?
They've actually spelled Ottawa correctly. Yeah. And. Yeah, I'm embarrassed to say I've been away from Canada for so long. I forget which territory Yellowknife is in. Here, let me look it up in my little dictionary. Yellowknife. Capital of Northwest Territories.
Oh, it's a capital.
Yeah,
okay.
Capital of Northwest Territories as opposed to Yukon. What's the capital of the Yukon?
Only reason that you've heard of it.
Yeah, I forget what the capital of the Yukon is.
How could you forget?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I've got to go back to you. Population 9,000.
I'm going to say Yukon City.
That's a good guess. I was thinking of Yukon Cornelius from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
Maybe it's White Horse.
So maybe it is. It's Cornelius Yukon.
That'd be funny.
According to my American Heritage Dictionary, the population of Yellowknife is under 10,000
I love
people.
Exposing my ignorance.
White Horse. Yes, sorry. Capital of the Yukon. White Horse. All right.
With no further ado.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. I'm so scared.
Are you ready?
I'm really scared.
Everybody will have some of this?
I've heard stories of this.
You can fill mine up no higher than there.
I'm scared to smell it.
Smell. You want to smell
no,
the cork?
No, I don't
want to
smell it. Smell the cork. Just don't cut your nose on the metal.
All right. From the smell, I'm thinking it's a bit of a dessert wine. It has a...
Well, I do know that my roommate that used to drink
it... pours like Kool-Aid.
It's fizzy?
It does stain your tongue. That's fine. That's plenty.
Because red wine, oh my god, it's so...
It is Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Red, is that yours?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, oh. Red wine is... red wine is not made red.
Oh my god! I haven't even drunk it. I smell it. It smells like grape bubble gum.
Yeah. Oh my god.
No,
it's literally like grape juice.
It's like what teenage girls would drink...
No.
Seriously. Like you get your Boones and you mix it with something.
Oh, it's awful.
And that's kind of what it tastes like.
Boones, could you
do you not have Boones in Canada?
No. Grape
Boones
juice.
Boones is the finest and $4 and under a bottle.
Dude.
Strawberry wine. Apple wine.
Right, yes. Yeah. I remember in Canada the beverage of choice of high school girls was like peach. Peach schnapps.
This, well, see, it's like a wine cooler, but not so wine heavy.
It's not
a little
cooler.
White line.
There's ain't no Bartles and James.
What if it's kosher?
I can't drink any more of that. Sorry. That's one thing I can't. I'm not a wine snob. But I hate grape juice.
Yeah.
Show me your tongue.
This is
I didn't drink much.
This is definitely wine for...
It's wine?
Korean society before they started to become wine literate. You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like it's
1924.
Yeah, it's alcohol-y.
We can blame that on the Japanese occupation. It's 1924.
Yeah, let me see if I can find the actual alcohol content on here. It says 10%.
10%.
Yeah, they got Welch's grape juice and dumped soju in it.
Yeah. Fortified.
That's what it is. It's a fortified wine,
A bum wine. Is it a bum wine, basically?
It really is. Well, I mean, it's like $4 a bottle.
That is disgusting.
One of my favorite websites is they review bum wines.
Night train.
I'm just going to evacuate this as far from the computer.
Okay. Well, why don't you put the lid on?
Here's your screw.
Oh, my
cap.
Screw
top. Wow. Honestly, I can usually drink almost anything. I could drink Jaeger more easily than that.
Yeah, I'm getting a warm feeling inside, though.
Is it eating through any organs?
No, but it's, I don't know.
Thank you, Carl.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
See, I have a chaser.
Oh, we did not toast.
Oh, yeah.
We're so certain. Gentlemen to evil.
I'm toasting with my beer. I'm sorry.
That's from The Simpsons. Did you ever see the Camp Krusty episode of The Simpsons? Where the kids are living in like little hovels and eating gruel. And then the camp counselors are like drinking fine wine. And the guy who runs it, formerly of Euro Disney. And then they toast and he's like, gentlemen to evil. So whenever I have to have a toast, even at work, you know, like, Carl, have a toast. I'm like, all right, gentlemen to evil. And they're like, is that English we don't understand? Like,
you got it. Boy Meets Girl.
We have an open Boy Meets Girl.
Yeah, we're going to try the chaser. Yes, though.
Boy Meets Girl. Spicy.
Sonyan Sonyal Manada.
Okay, if I can get it open. There we go. I think we can safely share one package of these.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the rest can go to Carl's students.
Okay, yeah.
This does, I will tell you, this does come in a pack of 3 for 1,000 won.
It's a good price.
The individual price on each box is 500 won. But
yeah, the suggested price, 500.
That's just for the fools who shop it.
All right.
You know, and
of course, it's incredibly, ultra packaged.
Yeah, it had the plastic cellophane on the outside. It's got a box, and then inside the box. Now, there is only one wrapper inside the box. It's not like they're individually wrapped, as
even more reduced
can be the case.
Yeah.
I guess.
And in fact, it is not spicy. It's sweet.
Right. It's a little bread. It's like a bread. It's like a breadstick. A little breadstick.
It's a sweetened breadstick.
But it's not as sweet as Pedro. Ew.
No. Well, it doesn't have chocolate on it.
I don't know, but I get this first hit that's like the Bundegi smell.
Really?
Yeah, that's the first thing. It might be the wine talking. I don't know. But I'm actually gonna change.
That's the wine talking. Oh my god, Carl's drunk on Gennaro.
That's why your friend was probably your alcoholic friend drinking so much, because it was like.
She would fully drink a couple of bottles of it.
My god. I cannot see a person actually sitting down and drinking two bottles.
What's up, queso?
You really gotta have a serious. Habit drinking problem. Man, what was the in Canada? Goddamn Canadians! But in Canada, the all these people are turning up.
I like this.
All these people are turning up dead in emergency rooms, like street people, and they would, you know, their kidneys were shutting down, and they're finding like huge amounts of salt in their kidneys. And they eventually trace it to Chinese cooking wine. Because, you know, Canada, they slap huge taxes on alcohol, except for Chinese cooking wine, which has got a lot of alcohol, but it's got so much salt, they just assumed that you couldn't drink it. No one could seriously drink it. So it wasn't taxed. So it was really cheap. But then they didn't think, well, geez, bums drink aquavelva, right? You know, if they can hack the aquavelva, they're gonna try to drink the Chinese cooking wine. So yeah, all right. Our main topic is actually just whatever.
Awesome.
But
that suits our style just fine.
But my wild card. My
trust me, I will go off topic.
My main topic is myths. You notice I brought my Burberry scarf with me today, right? but that's not actually that's just I don't know what the brand is, but it's
It's very obviously intended to look as though the brand is Burberry.
Yeah, but it's the Burberry pattern, but it's not Burberry, right? And Burberry, I think I say Burberry, but then my friend chastised me. No, it's Burberry. So So anyway, the Burberry pattern, and in Asia, like Burberry. It's like the new black. It's like Burberry goes with anything.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like last year, houndstooth design.
Yeah.
Went with everything.
Yeah.
But Burberry sort of lasted. It's been around as long as I have here.
Yeah. So you could have like purple flowered pants and a Burberry top and
that's hot.
Yeah. Because it's just like, well, it's Burberry. So I spent a lot of money on this. So shut up.
Did you see the guy in the Burberry suit?
A Burberry suit will do you too. Yeah, that's styling. No, where was the?
And Burberry don't people call that a birthday suit?
Yeah, the Burberry man.
But no, it was actually pants and jacket made in the plaid pattern.
I was in the express bus terminal, you know, like the little underground shopping mall, and I found the source. Of Ajushi wear,
you know, like, oh, you did.
Yeah, like, you know where they buy their plaid, you know, like where they mix plaid and floral patterns into one shirt. Woo! I never thought of that. You know, I found where they buy that. There was a whole store and just racks and racks of these shirts. Like, oh, I wanted to take a picture, but
yeah. Kind of like the Ajuma square wear.
Yeah.
You know, the Ajuma shirts and pants that are all. Perfect squares, you know, but, the pants are like this, just cut in half for two legs, and the shirt the shirt is like a square top and then two squares stuck on for the sleeves.
I went to I went to Namdaemun to price knockoff Burberry, or it's actually the label actually does say Burberry, right, but you know it's not real Burberry. Right, but
because the guy's standing on the side of the street selling it.
My mother will never know the difference.
Right.
The ladies at her gym will never know the difference. She lives out in the county. Right. So anyway, so I go. It was like a Monday, and everywhere I went, it was like $10 Manwan for a Burberry scarf. $10. That sounds awful much, because you can get, if it doesn't have the Burberry label. Who are we kidding? It's like $3, $5. So whatever. So then it was like Saturday. I got my friend Korean woman to go price, and I'm thinking, okay, because I think there's always three prices. There's the Japanese price, and then there's the white people price, and then there's the Korean woman price, which is the least. That's my thinking. So, and I made sure I was nowhere to be seen.
Of course.
And
Yeah,
so
there's probably a special price for the Korean with white boyfriend.
could that, yeah, exactly. So we went, and then they, what did they, so they, I'm nowhere to be seen, and the woman quoted her $15, even more. So I'm like, huh. But then I'm thinking, well, this might not be a fair test because it was a weekend, and when I went on Monday, there were like five vendors selling them, and this time there's only one, and it was colder, so it might not be a fair test. Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to figure out the control for that.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So I would have to actually get her to go down there on
Well,
Monday.
you'd have to just go together separately, if you see what I mean. Like you
Oh,
go
that's
and then
right.
like meet around the
Oh,
corner.
why didn't I think of that, Jennifer? And I'm the one with the degree in social sciences, the psychology. I never thought of that control. Jeez, man. But then this weekend went to go price. You know that I am not a plastic bag bags.
Yes, actually that is apparently some big expensive thing you can buy in the States.
Yeah, it's a big fast worldwide fashion trend. So I was like, I did some research. I guess it started in the UK. It's just meant to be like a little bag you bring to the grocery store and throw your, not get a plastic bag. So yeah. But then the website said like, people in the UK are paying like £15 for them or
Oh
something.
no, they have some designer ones that are like a couple hundred bucks.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. But then yeah, the then the in the like the little tunnels between buildings in downtown Seoul. There's one stretch where they're all the stores have them, and so I got my friend to price them, and they were like $15. Fine. And then we went to Namdaemun again, and they wanted 20 at Namdaemun. What you think? Because these are all sort of ringing the Westin Hotel, these little shops, and probably a lot of expensive Japanese tourists will pay a lot of money. And so Namdaemun, they were like $20, and then went to Myeongdong, and they were selling them on tables in Myeongdong, and they were $25 in Myeongdong.
So you'd expect Myeongdong to be more expensive than Namdaemun, but you wouldn't expect Namdaemun to really be more expensive than anything.
Yeah,
Like that's where you
exactly.
go for cheap stuff.
Exactly. So yeah. So I'm like, huh. Because the people in the little underground mall, they're paying rent. Where the people who just have a throw at a table,
Yeah.
they're not paying anything, right? But
That
I
makes sense.
theoretically, maybe they're paying protection or something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't,
They gotta have somebody staking out that spot all night.
Yeah. So that might have been the myth exploded. I don't know. Stay tuned. Yeah. Joe, you have any main topicy things? You know what I wanted to
Some
ask you is
pressure on
any dating advice, people coming here?
me. Dating
Yeah,
advice.
what's your dating advice, people who?
Don't date coworkers.
Yeah, okay,
Well,
that's good.
that's international advice.
Yeah,
No.
but my caveat to that is if you both honestly believe that the relationship is going to last longer than the job, then you could do it. But yeah.
I would say also be honest. If you're only going to plan to stay here a year, you be honest with the person you're dating.
That's true
If they're
too.
wanting something serious, just don't be,
Yeah.
don't be an ass about it. But let's see. Little things like if a woman is, for a man, if a woman is asking, Korean woman is asking you out to a movie, it does not mean it's a date,
Right.
or even a DVD bong.
Yeah, right.
I've had that happen a few times. I go, oh, DVD bong, and friends are going, yeah, that's where people go to make out. Really?
They
No.
have the windows now, so.
Yeah. I don't know. My most successful dating has happened through online. And what I used was, I used CoreaCupid for that. And most of my friends who have been in serious relationships with a woman, including marriage and babies, have found theirs through CoreaCupid. But if the whole legend is you do that for a relationship. If you want something that's just physical, you go to UB Love.
Or Itaewon.
Or Itaewon. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think you be loved. Don't expect, you know, the intellectuals.
No.
Like, I like Hello Kitty. No. I like Hello Kitty. She's very good.
And don't expect the very attractive ones either there. Right. And also when you're dating, just be patient, because you will everyone I know that's gone through the whole internet dating thing has had their share of wackos.
Yeah, yeah, the wackos.
The
yeah.
stories. I have a friend right now, he's a blogger. And he's doing it right now. He's just recently, I suggested it to him, and right away he's happy. He's got dates lined up. He's really happy because he's been here for a while and hasn't had a good relationship. So it's worked out for him. I'm trying to think of more dating advice. Because my mistakes in the beginning was I would take signals the wrong way. Right. Well, I do that anyway. But, you know, physical signals. I mean, physical signals from a girl. Now, yeah. Oh, taking that back. Yeah, it's really just wacky. Anytime you think a girl is interested in you, she's not.
I would just say you can be honest here in the way you maybe can't be as honest back in North America.
Maybe so.
Right? That if you're trying to sell your date as, you know, language exchange, culture exchange, then that the woman more,
don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't, the you're woman not going to get a date yeah, that way. Yeah. That's a myth on, not only talking about myth, yeah. That's a myth on Dave's.
Yeah.
Is that you can get, yeah, that's a good way to date people. Don't do that. No. That's bait and switch.
I think that's a good way to learn Korean.
Yeah. Because the woman will honestly show up with her textbook.
And yeah. And I think that's just highly dishonest and just makes all of us look bad.
Yeah. Yeah, you can be definitely very open and upfront with what you want here, because Korean men are definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, they're proposing marriage on the third date, right? And the woman's not running around screaming, "Oh my God, I've got a stalker!" Right?
Yeah.
Just go. Oh, okay, I understand. Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah.
I think Koreans are just really upfront in their interpersonal relationships. You know, if someone wants a foreign friend,
they will come up to you,
improve their language. They're not gonna just be nice to you. They're very upfront. That they want to learn English, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So you.
That's refreshingly
you really,
honest.
Yeah, yeah. You really know where you stand with Koreans.
Well, that's how one of my best Korean friend turned out. He honestly came up to us and said, "Can I practice English with you?" That's good old Inju. Good old story about him. And he's such a close friend right now. Because he doesn't need to practice the English anymore. We just hang out. He's very much one of those guys you really can call if you need something. Not anything serious, but if you need something.
And you raise a point, don't be afraid to get Korean male friends. As a male, it's very easy to get Korean female friends.
Yeah, it is.
Right, yeah.
And I don't have many Korean male friends. I have honestly had a hard time doing it.
That's my case too, because a lot of – and a part of it is the culture, in that the things I like from male friends are like – you know, what I like from female friends, sitting down, having coffee, talking about movies or whatever, where Korean male friends tend to see it more as like, you know, Samgyeopsal and soju and things like that. That's sort of one of the things I think I've had a problem with. And also too, if you're a certain age, then it's like, well, they may be married and have a wife.
If you're older than about 30.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it can be a little hard to sometimes crack the Korean male friendship.
Yeah, I can't really peg it. Yeah, and I don't want to make any stereotypical.
Yeah.
Things, judgments on things I've never experienced. I just say. Inju and Yeongjun are my only real sources, and Inju is funky. Anyone who lives in Ansan knows Inju.
Okay.
He's really big with the foreigners down there. Right. We helped break him into that crowd. He's on my Facebook, and all the time his name is always popping up that he's been pegged on some picture somewhere. And oh my gosh, I always see the guy. Because when he first started hanging out with us, he was a really shy guy. And now it just sounds like I see him at so many foreigner parties, and he's always everywhere. And then Yeongjun is just another guy who's much older than me, but he's a guy who you can talk to, good guy you can talk to, but he's still not just your typical guy. He's 45 years old, still lives. I think he's, well, he's in his 40s and he lives at home.
Is he into live role playing games?
No, he's not. No, he's not. No, he's not. He's a film buff, and he's actually taught film.
Oh, okay.
In universities.
Film buff is the profile too, I think.
But one of the thing, yeah, and that's one of those things. It's just like he does never had. He's always he's a consummate student. In fact,
okay,
I think he's overseas now at Georgia Tech, studying still. getting another
nice
PhD.
Work if you can get it.
Yeah, yeah. He goes back and forth. No, but he's a great guy to hang out with, and he's very honest. He's very critical of Korean culture. I mean, very much of a very third person view of Korean culture. I like talking to him a lot.
Yeah, because sometimes with your Korean friends, even if your Korean friends are very critical of Korean culture, you are not accorded the same right to criticize. So that they can be.
Well,
very
touchy. But so Young Jun's really cool about that. He'll start it off. He'll start it off a lot of times. Yeah. Just don't lend them money.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about Chris, but yeah, be very careful about your foreign friends who need to borrow money.
Oh, no, never lend. Because,
I mean, it's like, you're not paying rent. What are you doing with all your money?
Right.
You know, if you can't make ends meet, you know, on...
Yeah, there is a trouble. You're spending too much time.
Yeah.
You're going to Outback too much.
Yeah.
And
you're making $2,000 net every month.
Right.
You know, you have no bills. What are you spending your money on?
Yeah, I think probably at the outside, your utility and maintenance and all that would, at the outside, be about $200,000 a month.
$200,000, yeah. Yeah.
And that's being pretty generous,
yeah.
You know, assuming the winter or summer when you've got...
I was able to save money. When I started off, I had massive child support payments too, and I was able to still get some... Still have some money on the side. Yeah, I don't see how anyone else could really be struggling for money.
Yeah.
Here.
Only if they eat like every meal at the Outback and
yeah,
only take cabs no matter where they're
you're
going.
You're just insanely stupid. You just gotta be that. I'm trying to think of more dating advice. I don't know. I don't know what the Eunjung was just. I just got lucky with Eunjung just right away. And she was right on my tail end of my 3-month membership to Korea Cupid. She was like,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's the last place you look, you find your keys.
Yeah. It always is. It always is. Yeah. That was amazing. And cook. Cook for them. Cook spaghetti for them. It works. Yeah.
Fortunately, everyone on earth can cook spaghetti.
Yeah, but my style is good.
Oh, the other one. If you're teaching adults, your female students aren't taking English lessons to meet a teacher, foreign
yes,
teacher.
Yes, please do everyone in the industry a favor and do not ask your students out for dates.
Yeah.
The woman who does the voiceovers for the podcast. I remember her making a comment, something about studying English. You know, and the teacher, the woman he was working on, it was dead obvious to everybody in the class, that kind of thing. But yeah, there was somebody on Dave's who one of his coworkers, foreign guy, was literally fired in the middle of his class. Like the director came in and said, pack your stuff, you're out of here. And then as it all sort of turned out that, he was like, he had like, I don't know, he had mostly male students in his class, adults, and then one female student. And he kept drawing, dirty pictures on the blackboard. And finally she asked him to stop. Now, if you can imagine, the one woman in a room full of men and she's voicing a concern, can you stop when all the other men are having a good laugh? That's in Korea, that's really mean something.
Yeah.
You
must have really done something.
Yeah, you have to wonder exactly how graphic those pictures were.
More
yeah.
than some anatomy lesson or something.
Yeah, and well, basically anatomy lessons, but not in anatomy class. So So I guess he was just really being a major pervert in every
just
class.
Another prime candidate for.
Yeah, so he was like, but I guess he's like he was on an F visa, so. But still, you're going home and like, how do you spin that one with the wife? I got fired. Why'd you get fired, honey? Oh, everybody's a loser.
My boss just doesn't understand my teaching style.
Yeah. That would work.
Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah. And Jennifer, what you have anything you want in the wild card main topic?
No, I've got lots of news, so I'll save it for later.
All right.
Oh, I did something weird this week. I finally tried one of the weirdest foods in Korea.
Oh, that's
the fermented skate.
Oh, jeez.
And
it's like that manta ray fish.
Yeah, and it's, I was expecting to really not like it.
Really?
No, I just sort
fermented
of
fermented fish.
I just,
you seem surprised.
I sort of don't.
No, we're talking
like
about
it.
Joe.
Well, I'm still trying to figure it out because I thought the taste would be bad, and then because everyone I talked to said they had a their esophagus started reversing when they put it in their mouth. But really, for me, the taste wasn't so disturbing. It just tastes like salty fish. You know, it's just the odor is like a men's bathroom. It's like it's pure ammonia. It's like if you ever have a rabbit and you never clean the cage, because rabbits pee almost pure ammonia. So that's kind of, so you're eating this, but you're breathing out. And the owner of the place told me how to do it. When you're eating it, you breathe in through your mouth and you breathe out through your nose. So you breathe all the ammonia out through your nose. So people are trying to figure out, why do Ajashi like to eat this? And I figured out after a while, they're getting high off of this stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was getting buzzed.
Wow, okay.
After eating, because I hate it. They're like, this is awful. This is awful. Oh, I'm going to get one more. Really, and I was feeling a little queasy afterwards. And then, I come home to Eunjung, and I said, you won't believe what I ate. And she goes, you smell like rotten fish. No, here's the punchline. I wish I came with you. I told her what I had, and she said, oh, I wanted to do that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, mosquito.
Literally only in Korea could somebody say, you smell like rotten fish. Why didn't you take me with you?
Yes.
I wanted some too.
It's part of my sexy week with her. I got to tell you, the facial growth and the rotten fish smell has just been an aphrodisiac to her.
So have you had the fermented crab?
Oh, God, that's something else I got to try then. No, I've had the, gaejang, of course.
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about? That's not fermented,
crab
though.
And
that's
dog
just,
are
it's
the
just marinated.
Word.
But it's marinated for, 2 weeks.
No, it's not. Okay, well, maybe so. But, no, that's what you get that at every galbi place, don't you?
I don't know.
It's the raw crab, and you suck it out. Oh, it's so good.
You had me at 2 weeks.
You had me at 2 weeks.
So somebody says, here's some 2 week old shellfish, and
no,
I don't say,
no,
serve it up.
No, to me, I don't think it really is. It's just marinated a bit because it tastes very fresh when I eat it.
Really? No, I was told that it's marinated for several
weeks.
Okay,
that's something for the research.
Yeah. You'll have to get back on
skate. I think female skate are apparently the better skate. There's something about male skate that's not as tasty. I was reading about this. If you go by a truck selling seafood on the side of the road, you'll see a lot of skate. And then right around the nether regions, it's hacked out, to hide it being a male skate. So yeah.
Well, usually they want
that
the road.
That makes it pretty obvious then.
Well, you think so, but I don't know. Maybe they just hack out the female parts. I don't know. There's something about male skate that's not quite as tasty as the female skate.
I always hear that the male dog penis wine is better than the female dog penis wine.
I hate myself and I want to die. English t-shirt finds.
English t-shirt finds. Yesterday I was someplace and I'm like, oh, I saw an English t-shirt findy thing, and then I'm like, oh wait, there's no more podcasts. I'll never be able to get to use that. And then it's like all the meaning in my life is gone. It's my whole life is now just about taking pictures of funny t-shirts. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do the rest of my life? How am I gonna proceed? I don't know. Yeah. But I got there's some singer called Lee Juno, And he's like the super junior of heavy metal.
Awesome.
Yeah. In that.
Well, I think I've seen this guy.
Yeah.
Where is he?
Do you have a picture of him? No, I don't have a picture of him.
Okay.
But you can find him on YouTube. And so imagine basically like, you know, the boy band with the dancing, but they're all dressed like heavy metalers.
I think I've seen them.
Yeah. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I don't even think Koreans could get into this. It's just too weird. The heavy metal guys dancing like Super Junior boy band, you know.
Yeah.
It's like the hard heavy metal sound, but with the dancing.
I think they kind of missed the point of heavy metal.
Yeah.
I saw it in TGI Fridays. They have Friday's Cajun Club.
Yeah, they've been doing that for a couple of years. Right. I think it's really amusing.
Pride of Cajun.
For how long? I mean, is it just during Mardi Gras time?
No, they've been doing that for ages.
But then they got the Pride of Cajun and the Culture for You. And the picture, what I guess the Korean Cajun people, the woman's wearing a, the woman's wearing a Viking helmet.
With it looks like a Nordic flag on it.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm like, what in that says Cajun?
Right.
Because the guy is wearing like a little Australian bush hat.
Yeah.
And then the one guy in the end, it looks like he's wearing like a little Hitler youth hat or something. Like there's nothing in there that says, I don't, to me, my understanding of Cajun, Jennifer. Yeah, I mean, you tell me if I'm wrong, because you're the Cajun. More or less.
I guess.
As close pseudo. As we're going to get. Yeah. But I'm like, I don't, but again, it's like, what do Koreans have with Vikings? Why does this Viking idea pervade everything?
I'm really trying to figure out the Korean idea of what Cajun is. Every time you get a Cajun salad or somewhere.
A Cajun salad in Korea means it's got fried chicken instead of regular chicken.
And corn cob.
As far as I can
tell. And honey mustard.
Well, everything's got honey mustard. Come on.
Let's forget, Cajun is honey mustard.
Yeah.
That's Cajun flavoring.
Well, I always... Popeyes, now, when I first came here, Popeyes had crawfish, popcorn crawfish, but you had to pronounce them correctly to get them, crowhishy, but they were actually quite tasty, considering it was Popeyes, you know.
Right.
I love Popeyes.
But, like, their dirty rice, their...
Yeah, they had dirty rice, but don't have red beans and rice.
Yeah, those kind of things, like, they scare me, and I'm not going to order them, because, like, dirty rice... Could be oh so wrong from
Korea you're talking about in Popeyes in general.
Well, Popeyes in general, but especially Korea, because it is ground meat in there.
Well, what it is
from a chicken place.
Well, I actually have expert background because my father actually owned a Popeyes when we were kids. But what we use, they get it from a central location, and it's actually frozen. Well,
just a big vat. Well,
at least the
meat and rice.
The red beans are actually frozen in chubs, like giant. They look like giant sausages, and that was during Christmas time. Everyone loved receiving those from my dad. It was a big treat for everyone to get a chub of Popeyes red beans and rice. That is our cliche gift after the bucket of popcorn that you used to give. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, they usually come from a central location. But you know, like everything, it's going to be like it's been through the. The flavoring mills of New Jersey.
Yeah.
Everything, it's all artificially flavored. I don't know, but, you know.
The thing is, dirty rice is so easy to make. It seems silly to, I mean, that's like going to get a peanut butter sandwich.
That's true.
You know, a restaurant.
Oh, right. I did have that, right? Popeyes. Rice with meat in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All it is ground beef and onions and some.
It's cheap, too.
Spices and mix it up with rice.
Yeah.
All right.
But, man, I miss the red beans a lot.
I did see something.
I could have made red beans today.
Well, I made red beans one time at home. Yeah.
I saw something called duck. Was it duck? Duck gogi. Duck like isn't like mm-hmm. rice cake. Gogi meat. Duck gogi. My kids talk about it a lot. They really like it, and I never really clued in. But then I saw this thing, and it looks like a ground beef, like a little torpedo football of ground beef. Mm. And then there was something white in it, and I read the Korean and duck. So it's like a rice cake, which then they sort of pack ground beef around and then grill it. And
really, you Jennifer's giving the look, but I think I would like that.
Yeah, it smelled good. It really smelled good.
I don't really care for the texture of rice cake.
I'm learning to like it.
Really?
I hated it.
I can have like one piece of the green songpyeon, and that's
so
it.
So I don't like the songpyeon, but I'm starting like well my gateway drug for the duck is. duck galbi, the chicken galbi, and they would throw the little peanut shaped duck in there, and I love that. And then it's been growing from there. Now I'm at the point that I'll eat tteokbokki. I like tteokbokki. Yeah.
See, I get tteokbokki, but I just eat the omuk.
I love tteokguk. I love tteokmandu guk. I'm starting to really like it in my. Oh, I love it in kimchi jjigae. I like that. A little something chewy in your kimchi jjigae.
You know my ultimate white trash cooking these days, and it's not even cooking. Isn't even I shouldn't even use the word cooking, because there's a microwave portion. But you get a jar of tomato sauce from not ketchup, but like tomato sauce, like ragu kind of stuff. And
spaghetti sauce.
Yeah, spaghetti sauce, right? And then you get the mandu wrappers, just like sort of little round flat bits of dough.
Yeah,
yeah. So you just take those, don't even cook them or bake them, and then heat up the tomato sauce, the spaghetti sauce, and then just dip them in the sauce and then pop them in your mouth. Yeah. It's really good. It's just like eating raw dough with tomato sauce.
It is, because you can use it as a replacement for ravioli. You can make ravioli using those.
Yeah, but you wouldn't eat ravioli raw.
Oh, no, but you can use those dough wrappers and make ravioli. Yeah.
But I'm talking eating the dough wrappers raw. it's good.
It's really well, good. That's like me. I would get Dreamland barbecue sauce from Alabama, and the favorite way of eating that is just getting some white bread, like Sunbeam bread. I like to heat it up a little bit in the microwave and dip that just straight into the barbecue sauce. And it's a good way to eat that. That's all.
Oh, we're doing English T-shirt finds.
Okay.
My next one. They have some city in Korea called Pyeongtaek.
Yeah.
I think it's just south of
Bundang. There's Suwon, then Osan, then Songtan, then
Pyeongtaek, yeah. And so they got a big subway ad for it, and there's English on it, and the name of the city makes more sense to me than the actual English on the sign. Nothing on this English on the sign makes sense to me. So it's Pyeongtaek. It's the bridge of G2. All right. It's a global cluster. All right, and it's a total solution city.
Those sound like all the catchphrases from 1999.com places.
Yeah, it's like they just took a bunch of catchphrases and then just reshuffled them.
I think Pyeongtaek is kind of building up these days because that's where Yongsan is moving to.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, that's where the American military is going to be jetting down to. And I don't know. So that's just like that just makes no sense whatsoever. Yeah. I don't know. Then there's some new subway ad for like the Seoul super expanded help center.
Oh, I have an article about that.
Oh, do you have? Oh, let's leave that. Let's leave that for in the news. But
More to about come.
Yeah, but there's like they just botched the English on one sign. I'll try and get a copy for the blog. But then the crazy Jesus guy who I've been sort of stalking over the years, who started off with like a pith helmet, and then a little sandwich board sign on the pith helmet, and then he had the little John Lennon glasses, all right, and then he kind of had this like little flag then hanging off his back, Jesus heaven, the devil hell or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
well, I'm glad everyone's in their right place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he progressed to then he started wearing a dress with like
I missed the dress, yeah, man.
Big like gory pictures of like white people in hell. And then he changed to another dress again with more gory pictures, and then he had the big sign on a cart that he would carry around on a dolly. and then we're like huge sign, like he actually has to, I saw him trying to construct it in the morning before he starts making his rounds. He's got to put two big metal poles together, and he would just haul that around. And then the funniest thing too, where he had to go to the bathroom, I can't imagine having to get out of that getup, go to the bathroom, but there are souls to be saved. And so he would then lock it to a post.
Yeah.
As if someone's gonna steal his sign. Come on, I want
steal
that.
His 10-foot tall metal sign.
Yeah. And they're like,
I would.
I would. Guy with a 10-foot metal sign. No, it's my sign. This is not your sign. Like, how are you gonna even get away with that? So, but then even weirder, he would like he wouldn't lock the lock to the like a lamp post and then his cart, you know, the metal cart. He would lock it from his lamp post. And then the lock would go around a bungee cord attached to his. So it's like, you know, you could just slash it with a knife.
A bungee cord? No one can get through that.
But I know, but then at the same time, it's like, if you're doing God's work, isn't God going to be, like, protecting your cart? Why is God sending someone to steal your cart? I don't know.
It's the devil testing his true commitment.
Yeah. But now our dauntless